Hallo und willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe unseres Podcasts Das Seriensprechzimmer. Am 21. März startete auf Netflix die heiß ersehnte Science-Fiction-Serie Three Body Problem. Diese basiert auf den Science-Fiction-Romanen der Trisolaris-Reihe vom chinesischen Autoren Cixin Liu. Zum Start der Serie ermöglichte uns Netflix einige coole Interviews mit den Darstellenden. Weiter geht es mit unseren Interviews mit zwei Mitgliedern der sogenannten Oxford Five, einer Gruppe von hochintelligenten Wissenschaftlern, die in England leben. Hier dabei habe ich jetzt John Bradley, den ihr aus Game of Thrones vielleicht kennt, der den exzentrischen Jack Rooney spielt, sowie Alex Sharp, der den sensiblen Will Downing spielt. Viel Spaß!
Yeah, hi, my question is to the both of you. After you received the script and read it, what intrigued you about this project and made you want to play the characters you play?
Well, I kind of knew about the character before I knew about the show, really. I was told about the character. David and Dan said, we've written you a part in this new thing. We're not going to tell you what it is, but we'd like you to be in it. And it was a few months before I found out that it was going to be Three Body Problem and read a script for the first time. And it was just when I read it that I realized what a hugely ambitious project this was. There's so much scope to it and so much scale to it. And especially coming off Game of Thrones, which was another huge show with so much to it and so many different characters and so many different narratives. They could be forgiven for choosing a source material for the second project that's a bit more straightforward and not quite so large scale. But somehow they managed to find something that was even more ambitious than Game of Thrones. And I just had enormous respect for them for taking on that challenge. I knew what a massive undertaking it would be. But I also knew that if we were able to pull it off, it'd be something very special. And I think David and Dan and Alex Wu, they all came together and they've sort of filmed the unfilmable and taken the books respectfully, but shone new light on it and come at it from different angles. And so, yeah, I was blown away by the ambition, and now I'm blown away by the result.
Yeah. Alex, what attracted you to your character and to this role?
When I read the script for the first time for the whole season, I just really fell in love with Will, and thought he was I just thought he was really beautiful. Really, he's a quiet hero. He's very quietly heroic, and he's goes through an immense psychological and spiritual shift and journey. And I thought it was quite interesting because he's kind of, you know, the show in a lot of ways addresses like humanity as a singular organism, almost responding to existential threat. And he's kind of like a microcosm, or almost like an individual symbolic representation of what humanity is going through, but he's going through it in a really simple, quite intimate way in these really quiet human scenes. So that was just, it was just really intriguing. It was an interesting character to sort of try and work out how to get myself to that mindset. It was a great challenge.
Yeah, my second question is to John. Your character Jack gets to play this sort of virtual reality game in the show. And yeah. I was wondering if something like that existed in real life, would you love to play that, or would that be too freaky for you?
It probably would be quite freaky, yeah. But there are sort of, it's really interesting, isn't it, that when technological advances happen, you just accept them. And everything is so incremental that I'm not sure it would be that freaky, really, because if you look back on computer games of 20 years ago that we considered to be awesome at the time, we've got, oh my God, this looks just like real life. How can video games get any better than this? When you look back on them now compared to what we have now, you can't believe you ever liked it. You can't believe you ever fell for it or saw the worth in it. So I think something like this isn't that far away. Really, people are kind of working on it all the time, and it won't be a matter of time before the VR that we have now, as sophisticated as we think it is, it won't be long before it looks so outdated and outmoded and laughable. So I think it's only a matter of time. And yeah, I'd love to have a go on it. I think I've always struggled with anything that separates me from reality a bit. I like to keep my feet on the ground, and up until recently, the line between what was real and what wasn't real was very fixed. And now it's kind of blurring all the time. So it would take a degree of bravery to kind of surrender myself to this alternate reality. But I like to think I'd give it a go.
Yeah, you both portray scientists in the show, and I was wondering if science was something that intrigued you personally as well. Would you see yourself as a scientist?
I cannot see myself as a scientist, not for lack of interest, but for lack of capability. although I do find science interesting. I've read books on science, but they're all very sort of basic over the years, any book that I've read on it. And it was an interesting challenge at the beginning of this process to try and get really more specific with that and dive more into what the character would have been an expert in. But Will's journey is so separate from a lot of the physics and all of that. So there wasn't as much for me as there was certainly, Jess Hong had the heaviest weight to bear when it came to physics of all of us.